K. Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
CBS News Brief. The first meetings on the Hamas hostage release are set for tomorrow, the first step in a long process to end the Gaza war and rebuild. Secretary of State Marco Rubio tells CBS has faced the nation. Hamas has to follow through on the promise to give up its weapons.
If, in fact, at the end of all this, terrorism and a terrorist group remains active inside of Gaza, you're not going to have peace. That's right. The fundamental truth here that everyone needs to accept.
A federal judge in Oregon has barred the president from sending National Guard troops to Portland, Mayor Keith Wilson.
Securing a temporary restraining order was a necessary step, but our work to protect Portland immigrant communities must continue.
National parks are among the casualties of the government shutdown, CBS's Christian Benavides.
In San Francisco, frustrated tourists found that Alcatraz has shut down and reopened operations a number of times.
This is our third and finally successful attempt to get out to Alcatraz.
CBS News Brief, I'm Peter King.
You're listening to 540 WAUK, Milwaukee's home for Matinair and Air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
For Civic Media News, I'm Shally Pittman. With record high Lyme disease cases in Wisconsin, a new antibody treatment aims to provide seasonal protection against the disease by offering passive immunity. Judith Ruiz Branch of the Public News Service has more.
Lyme disease is a tick-borne infection caused by the Borrelia burgdorferi bacteria. Seth Letterman heads Tonic Pharmaceuticals, the company licensing the antibody treatment. He says it works by neutralizing a key component of the bacteria.
There are about 70 million people in the United States who are in areas where there's significant infestation with ticks infected with Borrelia. And right now, there are not good alternatives to treat it.
Wisconsin saw nearly 6,500 cases of Lyme disease in 2024, the highest on record. Letterman says the intention of the antibody treatment is to provide seasonal protection, with people receiving it in spring for protection through summer and fall. The antibody was developed at the University of Massachusetts and differs from a vaccine treatment by providing what Letterman calls passive immunity, meaning it requires no work from the body's immune system. That's unlike vaccines, which he explains can cause issues for people with immune system problems.
Vaccines have issues relating to waking up the immune system in one way or another. So I think that the tolerability of antibodies is generally favorable relative to a vaccine.
Letterman emphasizes that people who have had Lyme disease don't develop protective immunity naturally. 20% go on to develop chronic symptoms, which can be severely debilitating. It will be a while before the treatment is available. An initial trial phase has been completed, with clinical trials set to begin in the next 2 years. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
More news anytime at civicmedia.us.
The Brewers bury the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from American Family Field, where the Brewers beat the Cubs 9-3. The Cubs' Michael Busch led off with a solo home run shot. Milwaukee responded with a six-run rally in the bottom of the first and never looked back. Freddy Peralta lasted until midway through the sixth with 95 pitches, giving up two solo home run shots. His nine strikeouts ties a Brewers team record for most strikeouts in a playoff game since Don Sutton and two others. Game two, Monday night, just after 8 o'clock, Quinn Priester set to get the start. College football, the Badgers made a change at quarterback, starting Hunter Simmons. They scored on the opening drive, but that was about it as Wisconsin lost at Michigan today, 24-10. Luke Fickell.
That's tough. I don't care on either side of the ball. I don't know if they had a 13-play drive, you know, and I know we did on the first series, but we have to be able to find ways. The difference in a ball game is some big plays.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You're listening to 540 WAUK, Milwaukee's home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Sunny, breezy, and warm again with high temperatures in the lower 80s. For tonight, mostly clear and quite mild with lows in the mid-60s. On Monday, increasing clouds, showers, and a few thunderstorms likely, especially later in the day, highs in the mid-70s. Right now, it's 69 degrees.
My name's John Driscoll, proud member of the Patriotic Millionaires. When I was CEO at CareCentrix, I doubled entry-level wages. The impact? Productivity went up, turnover went down, and the company was successful. When employees are off the clock, they're real consumers, the consumers that drive the economy with their spending. By paying employees a fair wage, we're actually helping out all of us and giving our economy the best chance to succeed. I'm John Driscoll. I'm a patriotic millionaire, and I approve this message.
Is violent crime in the U.S. higher than 25 years ago? No. Violent crime is lower nationally and in major cities than 25 years ago, according to FBI and Justice Department data. In 2023, cities with 250,000 or more people reported 771 violent crimes per 100,000 residents, down from 1,093 in 2000. Nationally, violent crime has stayed below 400 incidents per 100,000 residents for a decade, compared to about 500 in the late 1990s. Pew Research reported a 49% drop in violent crime, which includes murder, rape, robbery, and aggravated assault, since 1993. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, book bans have not gone away, but we tend to forget about it. We're going to talk about book bans and what that means for our children. Please join us.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
You're listening to 540 WAUK, Milwaukee's home for mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
If it's too early for Halloween, what are all the decorations doing up? That's all right. It's a fun holiday. Enjoy. We're going to dream the morning away here on the Music of the Star. Welcome a new station, Milwaukee's WZTI 107.3 FM. We featured Gordon Jenkins and his Seven Dreams. One more to go. Gordon Jenkins wrote the saddest music in real life. There's a big cut-up. There, I blew his cover.
Gifts I want and never ask, please. I could fly to Paris, all that's at my beck and call. Why do I go through life with nothing? But when I dream, I dream of you. Maybe someday you will come true. But when I dream of you. Maybe someday you will come true. I can be a singer or the clown in every room. I can even call someone and take her to the moon. I can put my makeup on and drive the crowd insane. I can go to bed alone and never know her name. But when I dream, I dream of you. Maybe someday you will come true. But when I dream, I dream of you. Maybe someday you will come.
Vic Damone. Nobody better.
In my seventh dream, I seemed to be walking through a New England countryside. I had a disquieting feeling of being suddenly alone in a world of giant rocks, trees, and wildflowers. I was about to turn back when it happened. Directly ahead of me, I saw the figure of a girl. She was seated on a rocky ledge, arms around her knees and her eyes looking intently into mine. A feeling of sudden elation held me as I heard her voice for the first time.
Come and I'll take care of you. Come, come with me. I'll take care of you.
I felt a curious chill of excitement and a strong attraction, a compulsion that was completely new to me. I moved closer as she spoke again.
Come and I'll take care of you. Come, come with me. I'll take care of you.
I never felt quite this way. I never saw you until today. But still I know I must say I love you.
Happily unreal, and I must also reveal I love you.
Oh, what are we to do?
I hear the music play.
I don't belong to you.
It's calling us away.
I know that I should run. But my heart commands me stay. I don't know what to do.
Love me.
What to do?
Love me.
I'm afraid.
Don't be. I'll take care. Cannot grow old by the friendly warmth of your fire at night. I'll prepare your tea when you tire stay forever young.
If I go with you, will I be ashamed? There are names I'd just as soon not be named. If I go with you, will I have to stay? It's pretty hard for me to stay away very long at a time. You know how it is.
If you come with me, you shall not return, though the sun should freeze or the earth should burn. But you know you're lonely where you
lonely
are.
Lonely as a morning star.
No one loves you as they
love
should.
Love is seldom understood.
Cry if we have to, make love when it strikes us, and if no one likes
if
us,
if these precious joys I will know with you,
you
may lead
mine.
The way I will go with you. As for all the things that I leave behind, my mind. Let the storm clouds weep, let the winds complain. We will lead our love down a lasting lane. We will warm our hearts by a magic fire.
This time, let it ring.
Jenkins, Bill Lee, Beverly Marr. Seven Dreams, here's Bob Goulet, the music of the stars.
And when October goes, snow begins to fly of the smoky roofs. I watch the planes go by, the children running home beneath the twilight sky. Oh, for the fun of them when I was one of them. And when October goes, same old dream appears, and you are in my arms to share the happy years. I turn my head away to hide the helpless tears. Oh, how I hate to see
we'll be right back.
same old dream appears, and you are in my arms to share a happy year. I turn my head away to hide the helpless tears. Oh, how I hate to see October go. I should be over it now, I know. It doesn't matter how old I grow. I hate to see October go.
Bob Goulet, Johnny Mercer wrote that, and Barry Manilow, the music, and the music of the star, Leighton Lucas. Leighton Lucas wrote that for a Hitchcock picture, Stage Fright. Here's Julie, London that is.
I'm in the mood for this October. I found an end in summer, man. And that's why I'm in the mood for this October. I plan to love him all I can.
What is more exciting than the crisp, brisk weather in the fall?
It's especially delighting when you got a guy so handsome and so tall. And that's why I'm in the mood for this October. I found an end in summer, man.
You can talk about Maytime and the spring romance,
but even the snowy white December doesn't have a chance.
'Cause I am in the mood for this October.
I caught him in the autumn.
Music of the Stars. That was written by Bobby Troup. Bobby, your hubby. For the Pete King Orchestra. And here's Tony.
Chill winds and blue skies are everywhere. And I'm sentimental, 'cause I still care. Constantly dreaming of one love affair. When I hear the autumn waltz, golden October is when we met. The wind dries the leaves, but my eyes stay wet. You are the one love that I can't forget. When I hear the autumn waltz, come back to me, come back to me. High on the haystack is where about to begin, and the barn is a palace when sweethearts walk in. No strings this season, I'm on my own. It's the loneliest feeling I've ever known. If you don't show up, I'll just walk home alone. When they play the autumn waltz,
thank you.
Halloween waltz. Something about Halloween and waltzing. And indeed, this is from the Stepford Wives. Sammy Davis Jr.
Do I hear a waltz? Very odd, but I hear a waltz. There isn't a band and I don't understand it at all. I can't hear a waltz. Oh my Lord, there it goes again. Why is nobody dancing in the street? Can't they hear the beat? Magical, mystical, miracle, can it be? Is it true? Things are impossibly lyrical. Is it me? No, it's you. I do hear a waltz. I see you when I hear a waltz. It's what I've been waiting for all my life, to hear a waltz. Do I hear a waltz? La-da-dee-da-da. Such lovely blue Danube music, how can you be still? I do hear a waltz. There it goes again. There's no dancing in the street. Can't they hear the beat? Roses are dancing with peonies. Yes, it's true. Don't you see? Everything suddenly Viennese. Can't be you, must be me. Do I hear a waltz? I want more than to hear a waltz. I want you to share it, 'cause oh boy, do I hear a waltz.
Thank you. Oh, I'm sorry. This is a waltz, and I don't waltz.
It's quite easy.
I could show you.
Oh, no. No, I should be afraid to try.
May I?
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't waltz. No, really.
We'll be right back.
Yes, I lost my little darling the night they were playing the beautiful Tennessee Waltz.
Regular Tennessee, I think.
Spike Jones, of course. Homer and Jethro. Five hours gone. I won't say shot. Well, maybe with Spike there. What kind of gun was that he's using? Probably a Luger, knowing Spike. Homer and Jethro live at Vanderbilt University. Here's Jenny Smith. Steve Allen wrote this.
Pretty mom is in the kitchen this glorious day. Smell the gravy simmering nearly half a mile away. Lady morning glory, I say good morning to you. Chirpy little chickadee told me that my baby was true. Well, she really ran to get a frying pan when she saw me coming. Gonna get a taste before it goes to waste. This honeybee's humming. Mr. Weepwillow, I'm through with. She saw me coming. Gonna get a taste before it goes to waste. This honeybee's humming. Mr. Weepwillow, I'm through with all my balls. Cause my baby's ready to do the ever new gravy wall.
Next week we move deeper into Halloween.
There's a song we have about a man who was a, when he was just a child, he was a child prodigy, like John Henry was with a hammer. Well, this man was with the dance. He was a wonderful dancer. He was just a little boy, he was waltzing all around, and he grew to be the world's greatest waltzer, but he was very, very unhappy about it because, well, no one would dance with him. Isn't that right, Diane?
That's right.
He was too good of a dancer for them, and they didn't like to dance with him.
Because he was a perfect waltzer.
He was so lonesome. And this is a song about Jonathan W. Astor. That was his name, a great dancer. And this is how he found a little bit of happiness.
Jonathan W. Astor was a master dancing man. He danced the day that he was born, his parents thought him grand. The tango and the samba he did with great alarm, but most he liked to dance the waltz until the break of dawn. I like the waltz, it has its faults, for there are some dances more fancy. I like the waltz simply because it makes me feel so dancey. One day he got an invitation to a ballroom dance, and he decided to accept, for he might get a chance to dance with lovely ladies with perfume in their hair, or even fat and ugly ones, he really didn't care. But at the ball, the same old story made his evening grim. He was a perfectionist and none would dance with him. So he thought he'd just go home and turn his radio on. But in the hall, he found a girl waltzing all alone. I like the waltz, it has its faults. It's not much fun unless danced by two. I wish I knew somebody who would waltz with me. I'm so blue, Danube. Thank you. Dum, dum, dum. She was dancing by herself there in a little nook. He quietly went to where she was to get a better look. She was a little different than either you or me, for she did not have two good legs, she had one, two, three. I like the waltz, I have my faults, I have three legs, but I'm in good health. I like the waltz simply because I have to dance all by myself. First the right foot, then the right foot, then the left foot, and then I repeat. I make no mistakes, I've got what it takes. 1, 2, 3 feet for waltzing is neat. 1, 2, 3 feet. Dum, dum, dum. Jonathan W. asked her if she'd like to dance, and she answered, yether. And they began to waltz in a most peculiar way. She had three legs, he had two, and those who saw did say, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2. They like the waltz, they have their faults, but who's to blame? We can't decide. Maybe it's him, maybe it's her, but it is them, that's for darn sure. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3.
Hey, lady.
1, 2, 3.
Hey, lady.
Yeah?
Anybody tell you dance like you got two left feet?
Not two right feet.
That's Lester Lannon. You remember him? First time I ever played him on the Music of the Stars, to which you're tuned. And we'll be back on again next week. Most of these Civic Media radio stations. CivicMedia.us. Got to wrap it up. But, oh, I've got a treat, not just for you, but for myself. Here's one of the most noted composers. You'd never think was a composer. I'm talking about, get ready, Anthony Hopkins. Yeah, he wrote music and he still does. And I got a big admiration for the music of Anthony Hopkins. I'm not kidding.
By Sir Anthony Hopkins, his beautiful waltz, and the waltz goes on.
This is Andre Rieu, composed by Anthony Hopkins, and the waltz goes on. Then we'll wrap it up. Till next week. Welcome our newest station on the Civic Media Radio Network, WZTI 107.3 Milwaukee. Until next week, then. And the Waltz Goes On by Sir Anthony Hopkins.
Another far away from me. When we part, I hold your memory. You linger in my dreams when day has flown. And through the lonely night, I'm not alone. And when people care as you and I, there's no sadness in the world. Goodbye. Because you're always in my heart, my friends. Wherever you may be, I'm never far away from me.
Good night.
Until next week, then, we delve further into the holiday. I'm Lou Vergano, your host. Thanks for being here. Best audience in town, because you...
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. Negotiations for what appears to be the end of the Gaza war start tomorrow. From Washington, CBS's Linda Kenyon says there is a long list of issues.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio says working out details for the release of the hostages will be the first order of business. Then planning for a post-war Gaza will be next.
It's going to take a lot of hard work and time. You know, you're trying to build something that doesn't exist right now, which is civilian Palestinian leadership that's not tied to terrorism. That doesn't exist right now. It's going to take a lot of help from international partners.
On CBS's Face the Nation, Secretary Rubio said Special Envoy to the Mideast Steve Witkoff and President Trump's son-in-law Jared Kushner will represent the U.S. in the talks.
A court order will keep the Trump administration from sending National Guard troops to Portland, Oregon for about 2 weeks. The administration wants to do the same thing in Chicago. Governor J.D. Pritzker tells CNN State of the Union he doesn't like power